KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory continues until 7 p.m. this evening. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 55, north winds 30 to 40 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows level off around 40. Mainly sunny again tomorrow, highs level off around 57. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, we still don't have details of the provisions that Democrats have agreed on as part of the Build Back Better spending plan, but the committee chairwoman of the Senate Ag Committee, Debbie Stabenow, said there's still significant funding for child nutrition and conservation provision. She said they had to take a little haircut and everything, but certainly in a very, very good spot. Now, Stabenow didn't provide more details about those cuts, but Democrats in the House and Senate Ag Committee proposed more than $90 billion in ag provisions, including $28 billion for conservation funding. The House bill also included some $35 billion for child nutrition. Democrats continue to struggle to reach agreements on other parts of that Build Back Better plan, including the tax revenue needed to pay for it. Ideas continued to be tossed around throughout the day yesterday. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard O'Neill of Massachusetts quipped about a proposed minimum tax on corporate income. He said it's much more complicated than easily expressed on a campaign slogan. At another point, an angry Senator Bernie Sanders told reporters that every sensible revenue option seems to be destroyed. By the way, Republicans continue to criticize Stabenow for not having hearings on those ag provisions. John Bozeman of Arkansas said when the Senate Ag Committee decides to forego the expertise and opinion of those we entrusted to represent, we're not living up to what we should be for our commitment to farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Democrats say they left Republicans out of the negotiations on the bill because they made clear they would never support it anyway. U.S. food and ag sectors have been some of the hardest hit by the wide-ranging supply disruptions. The House Ag Committee is scheduling a hearing next week to shine a light on the situation. No witnesses yet to be announced, but the title of the hearing is The Immediate Challenge of the Nation's Food Supply Chain. That is Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Authorities in central Kansas have arrested four people on drug charges following a traffic stop late Sunday night. Martin County Sheriff Brian Bellinger said a deputy stopped a 1991 Oldsmobile 98 for a traffic infraction at 2nd Main in Great Bend. During the course of the traffic stop, officers became suspicious of illegal activity, so the canine unit was brought in. The canine indicated a presence of drugs and deputies searched the vehicle and occupants. They did find a small amount of methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and about 20 pounds of marijuana. Deputies arrested four suspects. They're all from Owensboro, Kentucky. A crash involving a school bus from Wichita Southeast High School injured at least four students Wednesday afternoon. The crash occurred shortly before 3:45 p.m. at the intersection of Harry and Webb in Wichita. It is unclear what caused the accident. Dispatchers tell KSN-TV the injuries are minor. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A cash management company is asking a federal court to return nearly $166,000 in proceeds seized in Kansas from sales at Missouri medical marijuana stores. The Dickinson County, Kansas Sheriff's Office seized the money in May as it was being driven through Kansas to Colorado. Medical marijuana is legal in Missouri and Colorado, which also allows recreational use. However, marijuana use is illegal in Kansas. The driver, who has not been charged, worked for Imperial Logistics. Authorities in Kansas contend in court filings that the money was made by activities that are still illegal under federal law. A federal judge has set a hearing on the dispute for January 4th. Kansas State Representative Russ Jennings has died. House Speaker Ron Reichman Jr. on Wednesday announced that 66-year-old Jennings, a Lakin Republican, died from cancer on Wednesday morning. Jennings was elected to the legislature in 2012. He served as chairman of the House Corrections and Juvenile Justice Committee for the past three legislative sessions. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has split with former President Donald Trump over which Republican candidate should become governor after Ricketts leaves office. Trump on Monday endorsed Falls City businessman Charles Herbster, a close political ally. Shortly after the announcement, Ricketts released a statement arguing that Herbster isn't qualified to serve as governor. Trump praised Herbster as a successful businessman who will fight for farmers and ranchers, support veterans, and protect gun rights. Ricketts hasn't formally endorsed a candidate in the GOP governor's primary race, but he has made several public appearances with University of Nebraska Regent Jim Pillen. A Western Nebraska rancher and farmer has been indicted on four federal counts of bank fraud and one count of making a false statement after prosecutors say he lied to bank officials about his assets and debt load in an effort to secure more than $11 million in loans. The indictment is against 62-year-old George Lykos. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet, and chewing the hair right off of his legs, being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.com.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy, you want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Many farmers wrapped up the fall harvest this past weekend before rains moved in, with many others in the final stretch. Yields depended on precipitation received over the summer. However, most yields were excellent and better than recent years. In the Blue Rapids area, corn 150 to 200 bushel, beans around 35 bushel per acre, with the highest yields around 75, milo around 150 bushels an acre. In the Hanover area, it was better to the south, corn averaging just 100, 125 bushels north, farmers south reporting 170 to 190 bushels an acre. Corn followed those yield reports. In the Frankfort area, they averaged around 160 bushels for corn, beans 30 to 60 bushels depending on the area. In Odell, many areas received less precipitation. However, some of the corn producing around 150 bushels dry land. Irrigated corn topped 200 up to 250 bushels an acre. Soybeans in the mid-30s dry land and around 100 bushel soybeans on irrigated ground. COVID cases fall in Washington County with 36 active this week, including three hospitalizations. The positive COVID count down 20 cases from a week ago in Washington County. United Bank and Trust, headquartered in Marysville, is acquiring three branch locations from Equity Bank, those in Concordia, Belleville, and Clyde. Following the transaction, United Bank will operate 17 locations in seven Kansas counties. United Bank is a $738 million financial institution and will add another $53 million in deposits when this transaction is complete. Thursday is Black Squirrel Night in Marysville with a trunk-or-treat downtown, 4:30 until 7. Black Squirrels on Parade will highlight recently restored mascots in the Kester House Gardens and will kick off the 50th annual Black Squirrel Celebration, which will continue throughout the next year. Pumpkin carving will be on display at the historic Union Pacific Depot. Entries are welcome from all ages and individuals or groups today from 10 until 4. The display open to the public this evening, 4 until 9, with public voting and cash prizes. Guessing games and activities planned at the Kester House Museum and Gardens, 4:30 till 7, with cash prizes, including a $50 cash prize. Marysville High School Band performs at 5:45, Footloose Dancers at 6. The annual Children and Adults Costume Contest begins at 7. Complimentary Black Squirrel Donuts and hot coffee will be served downtown this evening during Black Squirrel Night. A final informational meeting for patrons of USD 108 Washington County for the school bond issue is to be held Thursday evening at 7 in the Washington High School cafeteria. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities on Friday. These are open to anyone from Marshall County, no income requirements. They will include butter and cheese. The box is handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. A milling project that will impact multiple locations, including Marshall and Nemahal County, is scheduled to begin Friday with a permitting. Work is expected to be completed within a day, with traffic restricted to one lane, with flaggers and a pilot car at some locations. Drivers may expect brief delays. Work Friday in Marshall County on U.S. 36 from the K-87 Junction East, K-9 from the K-87 Junction East, and K-99 from Frankfort North to the U.S. 36 K-99 Junction. Work on Monday is focused in Nemahal County on U.S. 36 in Seneca, K-9 from the western county line to Corning, and K-63 from the south county line north to the southern K-9 Junction. Stephen G. Steve Moorhead, age 69, of Blue Springs, passed away October 11th. Private interment at the Burchard Cemetery. Family will greet friends Friday 10 until noon at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Steve Moorhead. Marion L. Gross, age 87, of Lynn, passed away Sunday. Funeral Mass Friday 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Vigil service Thursday at 7 p.m. Visitation Thursday 1 until 5 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marion Gross.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't miss the Trunk or Treat in downtown Marysville, 4:30 to 7. Music brought to you by the following sponsors. Great food, great service at El Ranchero Mexican Restaurant. Sit back, relax, and enjoy a queso while you wait for freshly made Mexican specialties. Get spooky with Garden of Eden flowers and gifts. They're totally stocked with fall and Halloween decor, gifts, and floral arrangements at the Garden of Eden. South Hill Pottery is taking appointments for paint-it-yourself gifts and custom commissions for the upcoming holiday season. Set your festive table with an heirloom piece created by South Hill Pottery. Eddie's Barbershop is offering fresh fades, beard trims, and razor cuts. Experience the old-fashioned barbershop camaraderie at Eddie's Barbershop.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have this low pressure system still moving off towards the east. We're going to see lingering rain showers here early, otherwise cloudy skies with clouds lingering into tonight. Behind the system, we're seeing some gusty winds out of the north-northwest. We'll see wind gusts across the area, 45 to 50 miles per hour. Otherwise, high pressure system moves in for tomorrow. Sunny skies, and we'll see quiet weather continuing into the weekend. So across the area, wind advisory, otherwise lingering rain showers early. Mid-50s, wind gusts as high as 45 to 50 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy early, decreasing clouds, lower 40s with wind gusts at 35. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lower 30s. As we head into Saturday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. That's a look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late October 64, record high on this date 84, the average low 39 and the record low 16. Sunrise this morning 7:51, sunset this evening 6:31. We were right at 2 inches of rain so far this week at the KNDY studios.
Are there any natural techniques that homeowners can use to keep mice at bay? We will offer up a few ideas on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 28th, the 301st day of the year. Country singer Brad Paisley and actress Julia Roberts were both born on this day. This is the time of year that mice are actively looking for a warm place to spend the winter. Common sense measures will eliminate most rodent problems, things like sealing up potential entry points, eliminating food sources, and checking containers you bring in from the garage. And after you've covered those bases, here's a suggestion for a natural deterrent. Mint. Rodents hate the fragrance. Placing the herb around your home's foundation may discourage the critters. But there is a catch. Mint will spread quickly and soon become a nuisance in the lawn. It's best to keep it in containers around your home's perimeter. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Thursday is Black Squirrel Night in Marysville with a trunk or treat downtown, 4:30 till 7. Plus guessing games and activities at the Guesterhouse Museum and Gardens with cash prizes. MHS Band performs at 5:45, Footloose Dancers at 6, plus the annual Children and Adult Costume Contest Thursday night begins at 7. Don't miss a minute of the fun with the annual Black Squirrel Night Thursday in downtown Marysville. An invitation from these friendly merchants: Rooney Implement, Citizen State Banks, Dave's Body Shop and R&K Service, Landall Company, Kramer Oil and CJ Express, and Kike Firm Bussing CPAs.
Cook & Company admires the 4-H Club leaders for their dedication to local youth and to the 4-H ideals. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Colonial Acres is proud of the 4-H Club members and salutes the Humboldt 4-H leaders for their contributions in training young people to be dependable and responsible citizens with skills that will prepare them for life and success. From your proud supporters at Colonial Acres in Humboldt, caring is what we do best. Carriage Chevrolet, Buick GMC salutes the local and all area 4-H clubs and leaders for their dedication to the 4-H ideals. Thank you for the education you give to the youth. The community appreciates all the hard work put forth in making the future generation successful. Carriage Chevrolet, Buick GMC in Beatrice.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas State will oppose TCU on Saturday in Manhattan, Kansas, with a renewed positive attitude. The Wildcats, 4-3, 1-3 in the Big 12, came from 14 points down in the second half to defeat Texas Tech 25-24 last Saturday in Lubbock, Texas. The Wildcats outscored the Red Raiders 15-0 in the second half. TCU, on the other hand, fell for the fourth time in the past five games after a promising start to the season. The Horned Frogs, which are 3-4 overall, 1-3 in the Big 12, lost at home to West Virginia 29-17, getting outscored 16-3 in the final two-plus quarters. Kansas City Royals prospect Bobby Witt Jr. was named the Minor League Player of the Year on Monday by Baseball America. The 21-year-old shortstop spent time in both AAA and AA during the 2021 season. He led all minor leagues with 72 extra base hits and was fourth in the minors in home runs with 33. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
The Kansas City Royals prospect Bubba Starling says he's retiring from baseball. He wrote on Facebook that he can't wait for this next chapter. Starling was the Royals' fifth overall pick in the 2011 MLB draft and was promoted to the major leagues in 2019. He made the Royals' opening day roster in 2020 but played in just 35 games. Despite flashing a solid glove, the hometown kid from Gardner-Edgerton High School never developed the bat to match it. He just hit 169 with one homer and five RBIs while spending two stints on the injured list during his time in the big leagues. Now this past summer, the 29-year-old represented Team USA with a trip to the Tokyo Olympics, helping the United States bring home a silver medal in baseball. The world's strongest kid is at it again. Bo Jensen from Topeka, Kansas, who's only 10 years old, broke records earlier this year at the U.S. powerlifting meet in Nebraska. What did Bo Jensen do? Well, the 10-year-old pulled more than 10,000 pounds in the form of two pickup trucks. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Eight-man football action Thursday night. Playoff games kicking off at 6, Hanover at Osborne, live on FM 95.5. Frankfort hosting Lakeside Downs. Stream feed on our website, KNDYradio.com, and Axtell home to St. John's Tipton. Also Thursday, Washington County hosting Harrington. Lynn is home to Rock Hills. Those kick off at 7. Marysville's at southeast of Saline Friday. 7 o'clock kickoff on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover State volleyball action. Matches at 11, 1, and 3. Live on FM 95.5 Friday.
The chrysanthemum is a fall favorite. Pretty to look at, excellent in tea, and now a sweet addition to beer. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Chrysanthemum tea, made from the flowers, has been around for thousands of years and enjoyed for its flavor and health benefits. Chrysanthemum beer is a relatively new trend of infusing beer with chrysanthemum flowers. You'll find a variety of chrysanthemum beers from around the world. Mum beer is a Belgium beer developed by Geta Flora, a Belgium chrysanthemum breeder and propagator. They developed this full-bodied beer from a variety of natural ingredients, including extracts from the chrysanthemum flower. Caution Brewery's Hippity Hops Chrysanthemum IPA uses chrysanthemum blooms to mellow the intense flavor of hops. They add chrysanthemum flowers and Chinese rock brown sugar to the brewing vats for a sweeter flavor. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
They say there are 1,000 islands here. Ron knows the exact number, though, a number that may surprise the visitors that come to see him and take a tour of a most scenic spot along a very important waterway. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Ron Thompson's Uncle Sam Boat Tours has been in the family for about a century here in the Thousand Islands region of New York State. He always gets asked, are there really 1,000 islands out here in the St. Lawrence River?
There's actually 1,864 islands, and the Thousand Island region starts at the mouth of Lake Ontario, which is 30 miles upriver from here in Cape Vincent, New York. Across from Cape Vincent is Kingston, Ontario. It was at one time the capital of Canada.
The 1,800 islands stretch over 55 miles and are split between the two countries.
It was divided up after the War of 1812, which, if you ask somebody from the U.S. won, and if you ask somebody from Canada, they'll tell you it was a draw. So that's a conversation you don't get into with Canadians.
Ferries once took people between the islands and the countries. In 1938, the Thousand Islands Bridge System was constructed.
So you leave the U.S. mainland, there's a suspension span that has 150-foot clearance for the ships to go underneath that goes to Wellesley Island, which is a U.S. island. Then there's a stone international bridge that goes to Hill Island, which is a Canadian island. That's where Canadian Customs is located.
The St. Lawrence River is a wide waterway. But in this region, the islands narrow the places where those ships can pass.
The channel that the ships are in is actually the narrowest right where we are here in Alexandria Bay. And the name of the part of the shipping channel is called the American Narrows. So ships up to 760 feet in length can transit through here, but they do their best not to meet and pass each other right here.
It's a beautiful place to travel and a vital waterway between the two nations, a place that Ron enjoys sharing with visitors. Traveling the countryside in Alexandria Bay, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property auction for Ron and Terry Holler and Joe Kohorst Saturday, October 30th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. in Home City. Selling for Ron and Terry Holler, 16 and 20-foot aluminum extension ladders, self-propelled 22-inch mower, a leaf blower, portable charger. Collectibles include two kerosene lamps, adult and children's rockers, wood chairs, an old desk and drawers, enamelware. Household items include a washer and dryer, two mini fridges, dining table and chairs. Selling for Joe Kohorst, several tools, a bandsaw, belt sander, router and table, hydraulic service station jack, child saddle, longhorn saddle, several bar items, 130 lidded steins, plus Budweiser collectible items. This personal property auction, Saturday, October 30th, begins at 10 a.m. in Home, Kansas. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Horses love the taste and smell of fallen leaves, but they shouldn't be eating them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Dead leaves and other yard waste can give your horse a bad tummy ache, or worse, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
When you rake your leaves and other yard waste, don't throw it over the pasture fence. It should be disposed of or composted in an area far away from horses and other livestock so they don't eat it and get sick. Ann Swinker is an extension horse specialist at Penn State University. She says wilted leaves from trees such as cherry, plum, and black walnut have compounds in them that are toxic to horses. And it's not just tree leaves. Almost all ornamentals have some kind of detrimental effect on them.
Your petunias, your daffodils, yew shrubbery is just like one or two bites is enough to kill a horse or a cow. Lily of the valley is extremely toxic. Rhododendron, extremely toxic. Red maple is very, very toxic to horses.
Toxicity isn't the only issue with yard waste. Dead leaves don't sit well in a horse's belly.
A lot of people will rake this up and want to use it for bedding or throw it in there for just some extra roughage for them to eat, save grass. And because the leaves are so dense, you know, like if you pile them up and compost them, how heavy they get when they get wet, it'll do that in the gut and it'll cause compaction and you'll get compaction colics.
Feeding dense leaves and grass clippings can become stuck in the esophagus and lead to choking. It's painful and uncomfortable for the horse. A choking horse will hang its head low with saliva and masticated feed coming out of the nostrils. You'll have to call your veterinarian right away, but it's usually treated with few complications. You'll find a list of plants that should not be fed to horses at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials, but even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes? Well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
Infrastructure has been a major issue in the Marysville area, and Harold Johnson is looking to take control of it.
I think the continuation of street improvements, the continued improvement on the sewer systems, cleaning those, getting those up to date and code. My name is Harold Johnson III. I'm running for Ward 3 City Council member.
Don't forget to stop by and vote this November 2nd for the City Council Ward number 3 candidate, Harold Johnson III.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture just announced a new revenue insurance program for small farms who sell locally. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. Beginning with the 2022 crop year, America's small farms who are selling locally may qualify for a crop insurance program known as Whole Farm Revenue Protection. Here's the acting administrator for the USDA's Risk Management Agency, Richard Flournoy.
We're going to allow producers that have allowable revenue of $100,000 or less, or if you're a carryover insured to have an average allowable revenue of $125,000 or less, be able to get this micro farm policy. It's going to simplify record keeping requirements, cover post-production costs, as well as value-added products.
Flournoy says the new micro farm program resulted from a 2018 Farm Bill study to find a way for the agency to cover local food producers.
85% of local food producers made less than $75,000 in gross sales. So at RMA, we kind of looked at these recommendations and thought if we set it at $100,000 or less, that's going to hit most of this group. And the two pain points, the record keeping, as well as covering post-production costs and value-added products, we think could really go a long way in offering a new risk management tool for these local producers.
The insurance is available from crop insurance sellers. You can also learn more at rma.usda.gov. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it continues to be more and more of a challenge to live in rural communities across the Mid-America region, and really across the entire United States, as new service standards implemented this month by the United States Postal Service have some lawmakers in rural communities a little concerned, as Post Service increased time in transit standards by 1 to 2 days for certain mail that is traveling longer distances. as standards for single-piece first-class mail traveling within local areas will continue to be 2 days. USPS also announced a 3-cent price increase for stamps, reaching now 58 cents. Representative Ron Kind, a Democrat from Wisconsin, recently sent a letter to USPS requesting them to reconsider their actions.
There's better ways of being able to find some cost savings than shutting down service in harder to reach areas, including rural America. And so we're hoping they'll revisit that decision before anything is finalized.
He says that part of the problem is the least profitable routes are passed down to USPS from other commercial shipping companies.
I have some sympathy to them, though. They have to take every package. They have to take every letter. They have to deliver it where it's postmarked. Whereas UPS, FedEx, they get to pick and choose. They get to take the cream of the crop, the most profitable routes. And then guess what? They contract the least profitable routes to the U.S. Postal Service, who has to take it then.
He says by creating a system like this, that's created a bit of an unlevel playing field.
But it's something that's mandated by our government because all American citizens should have access to efficient postal delivery in their lives, including the hard-to-reach rural areas, that last-mile problem that FedEx and UPS decides to contract with USPS to deliver. And so we haven't figured out a solution to that other than the USPS increasing some stamp rates.
That, again, was Congressman Ron Kind, a Democrat from the state of Wisconsin, as they continue to work on ways to try and make some of the private companies help out by getting to rural communities across the nation. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A key Senate Democrat, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, expecting optimism yesterday that he could reach agreement with his colleagues this week on a final version of the President's Build Back Better Act. Manchin declined to go into details with reporters about the talk, saying there were still a lot of moving parts. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer declared Democrats are on track to finish the bill, expected to range between $1.5 trillion and $2 trillion. Brazilian soybean crop up 38% planted as of Thursday last week, according to the latest updated analysis. The current planting frenzy is the second fastest pace ever, only behind the 2018 crop. Only 23% of Brazil's soy crop is in the ground by this time last year. Four Northeast lawmakers are asking the CEOs of Danone and Danone North America to reconsider termination of the contract with 89 organic dairy farms. The farms were informed in August by Danone subsidiary Horizon Organic that they could renew their contracts through August of 2022, but Danone would not be purchasing their milk after that. They said the high transportation cost led to that decision. Tar spot has been confirmed in several eastern Nebraska counties in the recent weeks. Tar spot initially developed in western Iowa in September of 2019 was seemingly inactive since then when conditions were dry. With the development of rain in the region, and colleagues from Iowa State were able to confirm active tar spot in the westernmost counties of Iowa along the Missouri River in recent week. Diseases could be found in every field that folks stopped at a very low severity in incidence, making it difficult to find the tiny black dots on leaves, according to one extension specialist. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Coyotes, bobcats, and dogs are a predation problem for livestock producers. There are things you can do to protect your animals on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? With Titan XC on your dry fertilizer this fall, more of your applied nutrients will be available to your crop come spring to help drive yield on every acre. Find out what 50 million acres already know with Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions. Always read and follow label directions.
Conterra Ag Capital isn't just another lending institution. We are a nationwide network of ag experts ready to meet the financial needs of farmers and ranchers in rural America. Conterra understands ag loans are never one size fits all. We listen to our clients so we can get the whole picture, not just numbers on a spreadsheet. We are there with boots on the ground. Conterra, real people, real ag experts. Visit ConterraAg.com to learn more.
Livestock producers lose thousands of sheep, lambs, and other animals to predators, leading to millions of dollars in losses. Coyotes, bobcats, even domestic dogs are enemy number one. Charlie Lee is a wildlife management expert at Kansas State University. He says how you control predators depends on the species you're trying to protect and the predators you have around. But there are some non-lethal ways to make your livestock harder to get at.
The very first one, and the one that science has showed to be the best, is corral livestock at night. That sounds pretty simple and it's pretty easy, but unfortunately a lot of people don't do it. Then the next, I would say, would be some sort of a secure perimeter fence. Next would probably be a guardian animal. And then I would go to some sort of a frightening device.
Sometimes all you need is a good fence. Lee recommends electrified poly netting.
It's inexpensive. It's very good at keeping predators out. It's light and it's easy to put up, so you can move it around. If you're using it for a night pen, you can move it around in the pasture some.
Lee says to have calving and lambing facilities near buildings where there's human activity. Don't have your livestock where you can't keep an eye on them. Rough, brushy pastures are perfect hiding spots for predators, and it's easier for them to snatch animals in rough terrain than it is on flat ground. If these methods don't work, you may need to resort to trapping and shooting predators, but be sure to check on any local or state regulations. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about preventing livestock predation at agriculture.com.
Hometown Lumber and Hardware has the right tools for contractors and do-it-yourselfers at unbelievable prices. The Porter Cable Cordless 8-Tool Combo Kit is $529.99 and has everything you need for every building project for fastening and drilling. Get the DeWalt Drill Driver Impact Kit for just $149.99 and keep all your tools and accessories together for easy transport with the Milwaukee Packout Toolbox Organizer for $49.99. Thanks for buying local and shopping at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Still a little bit more green on the board in the grain markets after the rough opening today. Livestock still struggling a little bit, but just not a lot of trading in the livestock market right now. Slaughter volumes are trying to play catch up, as we did see an increase in slaughter volumes this week compared to prior weeks. But the big question will be, is it going to be enough for the holiday demand, including the upcoming Thanksgiving and Christmas season? Right now, we are seeing live cattle down 67 cents at 126.55. The feeder cattle mixed right now. October's up 15 pennies at 156.65. November's down by 40 cents at 158.07. Lean hogs market, they're rebounding after a few rocky days, so they're trying to catch themselves back up after a nice export number for pork going into China and Mexico. December lean hogs are up $3.25 at 75.22. February lean hogs up $2.80 right now at 77.12. In the pork market right now, the top three nations with some of the largest pork imports from the U.S. include Mexico, Japan, and Canada, as we are sitting up this week compared to what we had seen the previous week in some of those exports in the beef industry. Right now, it is at China, Japan, and Mexico as some of those top three nations taking in some of our beef sales right now. Over at the grain market, U.S. Department of Agriculture has come out with some of their export sales, with the USDA reporting that wheat for this week was sitting at 269,000 metric tons. That is on the lower end of that anticipated 200,000 to 550,000 metric ton anticipation. In the corn market, export sales sitting at 890,000 metric tons. That is kind of in the middle of their projections, between that 750,000 to 1.3 million. Soybean exports sitting at 1.18 million metric tons, between that expected 1.322 million. So kind of right in the middle of all those anticipated numbers going through the day today. Stock market mostly higher, as the Dow Jones is up right now 144 points. The S&P up by 35. The NASDAQ up by 180.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires months end.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available, and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
KNDY.
Your failures cut you to the bone. Listen, listen to me. You think you have nothing, nothing to give. The well is empty. No reason to live, but you have everything, everything you need. It is all given to you. Let it rain. your arms and trust the sky.
Legends of country music from KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.